This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In his campaign, Joe Biden offered himself as a candidate of unity and moderation, somebody who would work with Republicans.
You know, one of the reasons he ran for president, as you've all heard him speak about, is to help bring the country together.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
He criticized what he called a, quote, extreme MAGA philosophy. He said, quote, it's almost like semi-fascism.
What do you mean by semi-fascism?
You know what I mean.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Get out of town.
You've gone mental. I'm getting out of here.
Fine, then go.
I'm gone.
Go then.
I am.
Go.
I'm gone.
Go then.
But I am.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moonbats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Howie Carr Show for the evening. Howie will be back tomorrow. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for one final hour here today, and grateful and happy to do it. 844-500-4242. One of the texters had a special request, Matt, and 781 says, Taylor, please don't ban Chris. Listening to him melt down was hilarious. And I agree. Whenever Chris does call in, he's a regular on this show and many others up and down New England.
He actually called back and left a voicemail if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, please do. It's Chris's voicemail. Very, very good, Matt. This is enjoyable. I hope a lot of people got that. But yeah, here's the thing. When somebody like Chris, and I don't like telling people how the sausage is made, just present them with the final product and that's it. But in cases like that, where you have to make a decision, it's one thing to have a meltdown for entertainment purposes. And I believe to some extent, Chris knows that that's his intrigue to a lot of you people listening, but there's a line. When that line is crossed from entertainment to, hey, you're saying these certain words that could potentially cost us money and or suspension from the airwaves, that's when you're cutting into our bread and butter, and you're putting us in jeopardy. And we don't allow that here at the Howie Carr Show and the Howie Carr Radio Network, because it not only affects this show, it affects other shows as well, and programming for many of our affiliates, and that's a responsibility that we owe them. So that's why that decision is made. It is not a right to call into a radio show and talk about what you have to say. It's a privilege, and you lose that privilege when you put in jeopardy everybody else's ability to be able to listen to this show of their own free will at any given time. So we're sorry as you to see Chris go, because he's been entertainment for some time for us here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, but he crossed the line today. 844-500-4242. Andrew, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Andrew. You there, Andrew? Andrew's gone. 844-500-4242. Wanted to get to this today because I thought it's pretty interesting, and this story is not getting all that much traction today. This is CNN's medical analyst, Leanna Wen. She came onto the scene about a year ago, year and a half ago, during COVID, and was really a pretty controversial figure, still is, in my estimation, because she's said some extremely controversial things, and we'll get to those. But she's a lockdowner. She's such a lockdowner that she didn't want you flying on anything, traveling in your car, crossing state lines if you weren't vaccinated, blah, 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 blah. And it was stupid. I mean, I didn't pull the cuts. Aaron Rodgers was on Joe Rogan's podcast. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. I almost said the Green Packers. Again, I admit, I'm not a sports guy. But he said that during COVID and when the vaccinations came out, the vaccination companies actually had reps going into the locker room saying, hey, here's, you need to have a certain percentage of your team vaccinated. Don't you want to be one of those that helps you get over that 90% threshold? You'll really be helping everybody out. If you don't get vaccinated and there's an outbreak and people are out of the game because you refuse to get vaccinated and they all came down with COVID, you have to forfeit the game, and that costs everybody a week's pay, and that goes on the team's record for the season. You don't want that to happen, do you? Basically blackmailing these NFL players into taking the shot and really strong-arming them into taking something they didn't want to get. And even Aaron Rodgers said there were people on the team who took the shot only because they were thinking of their fellow players and not thinking of what they should have been thinking about, their own health and their decisions for medical autonomy. I mean, that's disgusting that these people were blackmailed and treated that way. But Leanna Wen thought nothing of it. She was probably one of those people in the locker room saying, yeah, you should get vaccinated because it's for the good of the players. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers said he got COVID from a vaccinated teammate, somebody who was vaccinated, fully vaxxed. And there were people out all throughout the office, all throughout the Green Bay organization that were double vaxxed, still coming down with a virus and having to call out of work just because they tested positive. But CNN medical analyst Dr. Leanna Wen has had something of a change of heart. She was a pro-lockdowner, a pro-masker, a pro-vaccine mandate, but she's had a change of heart. In March 2021, she excoriated governors who rescinded or failed to pass mask mandates in their states, saying, "We're not out of the woods. We haven't reached the end of the pandemic. It's counterproductive and truly infuriating that these governors are treating this as if the pandemic is over. It's not true." And later that year, she went so far as to argue that unvaccinated people should not be allowed to leave their homes. Let's have cut 20, Matt.
"You have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public, because when you go out in public, you have the potential of infecting other people with a potentially deadly disease. Just like you can choose to drink in private if you want, but if you get behind the wheel of a car and can endanger other people, there is an obligation by society to prevent you from doing that."
Yeah, that was her level of logic. You leaving your home. Why should anybody leave their home then? They may be carrying any number of things that they don't know about. Just the common cold could kill somebody if they're, you know, in an autoimmune state. It's nuts. That's bonkers thinking. She also said this, and this is what I was referring to, interstate travel. She didn't want people even driving, never mind flying, but driving across state lines. Cut 19.
"Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right, as far as I know, to board a plane. An American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right, as far as I know, to board a plane."
All right, travel. Now, she is admitting that there is a trade-off to some of these policies. Why is she admitting it? Because she's seen the effects that it can have in her own personal life. Something that all of us have been talking about, personal autonomy, effects on young children, effects on just people's mental state. There is a trade-off. And we all knew that from the beginning. She did not go on any TV show to make this statement. She had to make it so that she wrote down her comments and her thoughts in a published piece so that you couldn't directly retort to her or question her, juxtaposed now to her previous comments. For whatever reason, she came out and said what does appear to have changed her mind is her child appears to have suffered from mask mandates. In this article, she said masking has harmed our son's language development. Now, go figure. You have a bunch of adults, and they're all wearing masks. You can't see how their mouths are moving to form the letters and the words that are coming out of their mouths. To a young child, they're getting no useful information out of this. They can't make the connection. How is she doing that? How is he saying these things? What is going on here? It's utter confusion. So they have nothing to mimic. They have no movements to mimic and formulate their own words and attach their own definitions to these words. They can't do it. Can't tell you how many kids. I'm sure it's innumerable, the amount of kids who are behind in their language skills. And it's even laughable. Some of these language professionals, if you take your child to some sort of clinic, for lack of a better term, but some sort of program where they specialize in advancing verbal communication within a child, many of them are still wearing masks. It's just so antithetical to what they're there to achieve. It's laughable. Ugh. But now she's against masking children. The efficacy of masking became a sort of dogma. This is out of publication. I believe it's fee.com, this article. For many, however, the efficacy of masking became a sort of dogma that could not even be questioned. Far less discussion focused on the costs of forcing people to wear masks, and Wen now sees this as a mistake. There is a trade-off, she says. Many people refused to acknowledge that there was a trade-off and argued that masking is simply a moral imperative. Well, if you cared about your fellow man, if you cared about anybody else, you'd do it. Writing in The Atlantic, Stephanie Murray also wrote about the reality of trade-offs, stating that many parents with youngsters who are struggling see the potential benefits of masking as a poor trade for what they lose developmentally. And that's obvious. I mean, if you're just looking at the data of if children are susceptible to the first of all, not even the strains that we have now, the original COVID strain, it wasn't touching kids at all, really. The later strains, the children developed symptoms, but they were nothing more than the common cold or a very mild flu. Stephanie Murray wrote, children with speech or language disorders offer perhaps the clearest example of these murky trade-offs. This is precisely why decision-making must be left to individuals, not bureaucrats, the author of this article writes. Nobody is more capable of weighing the pros and cons of a trade or action better than people who themselves stand to lose or benefit from that trade or action, or in this care, their parents. That's the bottom line of what I've been screaming since day one of mask mandates. You don't know anybody's specific situations, which is why I don't question. I don't make fun of anybody who's wearing a mask today when they go out into the grocery store or whatever. You're scared for your own personal reasons. That's fine. I'm not going to criticize you to your face. You do what you want. You do what you think you have to do based on what other people have told you to do. I've just been asking for the same treatment all along. 844-500-4242. We've got a short break coming up. We'll take more of your calls. Much more to come here on the Howie Carr Show.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Matt, what is today's poll question and what are the results thus far?
What would it take to convince you to purchase an electric vehicle? A range of 300 miles or more, reduced risk of fire, sale price equal to gas-powered vehicles, reduced energy costs, or a cheaper battery replacement cost?
A price equivalent to a gas-powered vehicle.
That's in the lead with 46%.
It's rare that I'm in the majority on my own poll questions. I'm almost certainly in the minority, but today is a good day. All right, in speaking of cars and gas money and prices, it's time to announce today's $50 for gas money winner. The Howie Car Show is giving away $50 a day along with the Grace Curley Show to lucky winners who have submitted their email addresses at HowieCarShow.com. There's a drop box when it comes down. Just enter your email address and you are entered to win. One entry gets you complete and total chances at any drawing that we have. You don't have to keep re-entering. So today, without further ado, do we have a drum roll of any sort? If not, that's okay. Okay. Al from Williamsville, New York, you are our winner today. Congratulations, you've won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, or if you have an electric vehicle, I suppose it can go to your energy supplier. Look for an email from store at HowieCarShow.com with instructions on how to claim your cash. If you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com. Sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next on the Howie Car Show. Thanks for holding on, Johnny.
Hey, no problem, Taylor. First off, I was in for the VIP experience a couple weeks ago. You guys were great. We had a great time, me and my friend.
Oh, Rob, awesome. Yeah, and we have a few more dates available in case anybody wants to sign up. HowieCarShow.com. Click the VIP experience tab to learn more. Thanks very much for allowing me to get that plug in, Johnny. Go ahead.
No problem. No, I agree wholeheartedly with you, but what I hated most about this whole lockdown nonsense was the media people, because the only time I hear them is when I listen to your show, because I just don't watch cable news. Or local news, for that matter. When these quote-unquote experts were telling me how I'm a dangerous person, you know, I was a medic in the Army. I know a little bit about medicine. I'm not a brain surgeon. But all of a sudden, this forced vaccination, something smelled fishy to me from the get-go. And nice, it's nice to know that the CDC came out and said, yeah, we were wrong. But, you know, for those of us who knew that this was a kind of a scam to begin with, I just think, where do I go to get my reputation back?
Where do you go to get unvaccinated? I mean, if you've been vaccinated, I would imagine that's probably your biggest worry now, and not COVID. I mean, if you've got the blinders on, maybe you've got a more, you know, sunshiny outlook on life, a rosy outlook. But if you're actually paying attention and you're seeing these athletes dropping dead on the field, you're seeing people in their prime just having blood clots and strokes and whatnot, you've got to be wondering when the other shoe's going to drop on you, aren't you, Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, there was just an article I read today. There was twin sisters. They were from Pennsylvania in the National Guard in boot camp, and one of the twin sisters died of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
A rare heart condition, they said.
Yeah, a rare heart condition that's becoming less and less rare each passing day. Myocarditis and others. We'll be back. You're listening to The Howie Car Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And by the way, if you're unaware, we do have a new text number here at The Howie Car Show. Technology is progressing, and when that happens, some things get left in the wake, and they drown, and we move on. And that is our 635-66 number. That is no longer the number to text in to the Howie Car Show. If you want to text, text Howie to 617-213-1066. 617-213-1066. Just save that number in your phone as Howie text line, and you can text us whenever. Just make sure you start off the message with the word Howie, followed by your message. 844-500-4242. Speaking of the vaccinations and unexplained conditions, shall we say, side effects. Interesting study out of Canada, Alberta, Canada. Canadian doctors and a civil liberties lawyer in the Canadian province of Alberta are raising concerns about a growing trend of deaths labeled as unknown causes after an unprecedented increase in such deaths was recorded in 2021. This new category on autopsy reports and death records now tops COVID-19, which was added to Alberta's death tally in 2020. A study looking at excess deaths in Alberta was quietly released in March in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases. That study found the top 10 causes of death in 2021 by the government of Alberta were as follows. Number three was COVID-19, with 1,950 people dropping dead. Number two, dementia, 2,135 people passing away of dementia. Number one, ill-defined and unknown causes, 3,362, nearly twice the amount of people dying of COVID, now dying from ill-defined and unknown causes. And if you pay attention to any of the news, I'm not talking the network news that comes on the hour or the nightly news. I'm talking about actual sources of news that are covering COVID still and vaccinations, you'll see that people are, younger people are dying at a higher rate than has been recorded in modern history with medical conditions that they can't explain. Doctors have no explanation for it. Nobody wants to look at the vaccines and say, what about this experimental thing that we shoved into people's arms without proper trials? Nobody wants to say that. This article, this is out of Independent Sentinel, Mark Schwendow. He says, whether you are pro-vaccine or for natural immunity and the use of time-tested drugs to address COVID-19 doesn't matter. More importantly, we address this new phenomenon of so many unknown causes of death. It can only mean one of two things. One, the science, a.k.a. Tony Fauci, has dropped the ball in determining a new unidentified threat to humanity. Or two, the science, a.k.a. Tony Fauci, is covering up the ill side effects of an experimental mRNA gene modification drug posing as a COVID-19 vaccine. Take that for what you will, but a lot more unexplained deaths where they used to just stamp COVID-19 on there. They're not doing that as often now. Speaking of our favorite doctor under 5'6", Tony Fauci. Brownstone.org, Howie has gotten to love this website. He included this on Howie's homework. And I suggest that you go to HowieCarshow.com and take a look at it, because there's a lot of graphs on here that I can't properly convey to you in an audio-only setting. Even on video, it doesn't do it justice. So take a look for yourself at Howie's homework at HowieCarshow.com. It's called Fauci's COVID Disaster, a summary. And it walks through all the times that Tony the Science Fauci has proclaimed himself to be the end-all be-all on this issue, and every single time that has proven to be incorrect. Early on, he famously opined on 60 Minutes that he was confident that masks didn't work. They might only block a droplet or two, but they don't provide the protection people are looking for with such an infectious disease. He then confirmed the same information to people privately, according to sources, asking for advice on whether they should wear masks when traveling. He later absurdly claimed that his initial comments were made out of a desire to protect supply for healthcare workers. Except, of course, and this is interesting because I hadn't really thought about this in this vein, healthcare, because he said to the public, his excuse was, well, I was trying to, you know, ration the supply of PPE to the frontline workers.
F*** you, Dr. Fauci.
Oof. Well, that's laughable, because wouldn't he have told the people that came up to him privately, listen, we know you're telling the public one thing, but really, what's the deal? Should we be wearing masks? Is that a good thing? He was telling them no. If he really cared about these people and believed that fat masks were the way to go, he would have told them. Of course you got to wear a mask. Don't listen to what I say on national TV. That's all for the show. And even after masks were proven to be ineffective, and again, one of the LA and Orange counties in California, one of the graphs on this article, brownstone.org, again, go to Howie's homework, howiecarshow.com. It shows where mask mandates were put in place in Los Angeles and Orange counties. Universal mask mandate reinstated on December 15th of 2021. Huge spike in cases immediately after. After it had been confirmed by copious amounts of data that masks don't work, Fauci continued to advocate for universal masking. There's a few more of these as well, but let's take some calls. 844-500-4242. Tony, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey. Man, hey. I was waiting and listening to you, and man, it makes my, like, I don't know, I get goosebumps because my son got the vaccine, and because his mother wanted him to, and we're not, like, together on decisions like that, but he was of age, and he made his own decision. But my reason for calling is I work at a business where it was when, up here in Maine, Janet Mills was threatening, well, she shut down showrooms and places of common gathering for, like, businesses that sold stuff.
Right.
And so everybody was, like, started being pressured about the vaccines. And it wasn't just like, hey, you know, you should get vaccine. It became almost like a cult following where the people who didn't get the vaccines weren't part of the club or whatever. They weren't part of the group. And I was asked every day, hey, did you get the vaccine?
Have you accepted Dr. Fauci as your Lord and Savior? Have you renounced
right.
Have you renounced COVID and all of its misdeeds and bad evil works?
Right, and then they made up these little cute pewter, like, really attractive little buttons, and almost like everybody, oh, they wanted a button too to say they were vaccinated. So I was, like, pressured, like, to getting because they're saying, hey, you know, if we don't get the vaccine, you know, we could be fined as a company, and that's not fair to everybody else. And so I was pressured. I got the Moderna. I got the first shot, and it was a really creepy experience. And I was supposed to go back for the booster. I never did, but I told them, you know, yeah, I did. And I got my little pewter pin, you know, and I got to wear that at work. And they left me alone, but then when I told them I got the booster, they shook my hand almost like a rite of passage.
I went through
the ring of fire and thank you. It was terrible. Oh. Terrible, you know?
Yeah, I can believe that. That's wild, Tony. Thanks very much for the call. And isn't it bizarre that these companies could face fines from their states because they didn't reach a certain vaccination threshold or they were employing people that were not vaccinated? When the companies themselves, Moderna, Pfizer, they face absolutely no harm. They face no liability for anything that comes out of the vaccination. If anybody were to prove that people are dropping dead and having strokes and aneurysms and blood clots and heart attacks because of the boosters or the vaccines themselves, if you were to prove that, you would not be able to sue any of these companies because they're exempt. Because this was through emergency use authorization, and they are completely exempt. It's wild. I wonder if there's ever going to be a point in time where they fall out of that exemption because we're not in an emergency anymore, and they're still producing this vaccine and experimenting with it and trying to fine-tune it to the variants that we have now. Has that ever been explored? 860, vaxxed and once boosted, just getting over second COVID bout this time. Weird symptoms. I trusted the science, but now I know science is the best we have at the moment. It's weird. I know people that look at the Bidens. Quadruple vaxxed and boosted. each of them getting the COVID twice within a matter of weeks because they're getting rebound cases because they've been taking the Paxlovid, which is really more of a suppressant than a cure. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Taylor.
Yes.
You're doing a great job. You
Thank
must
you.
Be like Howie's lieutenant.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. Hey, I had to go through it. I went and got one shot. Thank goodness a friend of mine was a nurse, and she just like signed off on me so I could go back fishing. And that was kind of crazy stuff. But you know, I just was listening to one of your earlier callers,
mm-hmm.
and it reminded me of like Monty Python. And you know why?
This is an argument. No, it isn't.
No, because the guy came up with the you know, he was like clapping his coconuts. And the guy pulls up and says, I am your lord, I am your king.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said to him, I didn't vote for you.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much for the call, Paul. Very good. Dan, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Taylor, I just wanted to, you know, everybody's got a story about COVID, and that caller you had a while ago, Johnny, you know, I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything, but when he says it's a sham, and it sounds like you kind of agree to him. I mean, I can prove that wrong because I wasn't vaccinated, and I ended up getting COVID, and it put me in the hospital for 2 weeks. And I don't blame
saying what's a sham, though? COVID is a sham?
That's what it kind of sounded like.
I didn't hear anybody say that, and I certainly don't believe COVID was a sham or a scam. The virus is absolutely real. I know people that were hospitalized in comas and barely made it out alive, and I can't imagine what they've gone through. I don't discount the virus. I do question the vaccine. I'm not a vaccine denier, but I question, you know, something that came out so quickly. There are bound to be side effects that weren't fully investigated in the short amount of time that they had to test this thing, and I think we're seeing a lot of that now. It's gotten to the point where You can't dismiss out of hand that there is something going on here. There is. I mean, we're seeing, just do a quick, I don't know if it'll come up on Google. Maybe that's suppressing the results, but maybe on another search engine, just search young people dying. And it's a big thing, Dan. That's what we're getting at. There's something going on here that nobody is actually saying, this is the vaccination, because one, it's a fear of reprisal, and two, it really doesn't do any good because it comes back on all the people that were pushing the vaccines, including Joe Biden and even including Donald Trump to an extent, that, you know, there is this level of not having enough testing time or ignoring and not reporting side effects. Not that I'm saying that happened, but we can't completely discount it. There's some level of embarrassment there on people that touted this thing as the savior. That's all I'm saying, Dan. Thanks very much for the call. 844-500-4242. Just real quickly before we go to the break, Fauci also wrong on lockdowns. Claims that he never said to lock down the country. We have him on record many times saying that he suggested to President Trump, you've got to lock down the country multiple times. Lockdowns didn't work. I mean, New York had a higher rate of lockdowns, more stringent lockdowns than Florida in the same period of time. I believe this was November into December of 2021 and or actually 2020. And it was a very similar. Actually, New York had a higher rate of cases in a faster time period than Florida did. Florida didn't even reach the same level of hospitalizations that New York did when they were doing lockdowns late into 2020. And there's a few more examples here that I can't really go into with the time we have. Again, go to HowieCarshow.com, click on Howie's homework, and there's a link to there. This article is called Fauci's COVID Disaster, a Summary. Make sure you read that. 844-500-4242. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back to close out the Howie Carr Show.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
By the way, before we get out of here, if you're listening on the New Bedford affiliate, WBSM, or even on the Cape, WXTK, and you're willing to make the drive, we've got a performance coming up this weekend, Saturday night, at the Ice House Bar and Grill in Fairhaven. If you want to come out, 7:30 to 10 o'clock, I'll be performing. And, yeah, just call for reservations. Go search Ice House Bar, Fairhaven, and I'll see you then. Should be a fun night. I'm glad to be performing back in the local area. Won't have a very long drive. Quick story, just a little kind of a funny story. If you want to make your own sundae at home, your own ice cream sundae at home in New York, the state of New York, you're going to have to be 21 or older to buy those ingredients. It's not the ice cream, it's the whipped cream. Whipped cream is now a cartable. They've got to ask for your ID. Not voting. You don't have to present your ID when you request a ballot. But when you want some whipped cream for your hot fudge sundae, you've got to present an ID, mister or ma'am. This is a recently passed state law that's going into effect. Anyone under 21 must present identification in order to purchase whipped cream. It's meant to keep teenagers from using pressurized cans known as whippets to inhale nitrous oxide. A Drug Enforcement Administration fact sheet reads, inhalants are invisible, volatile substances found in common household products that produce chemical vapors that are inhaled to induce psychoactive or mind-altering effects. New York State Senator Joseph Addabbo, nitrous oxide is a legal chemical for legitimate professional use, but when used improperly, it can be extremely lethal. Yes, we all remember the great whipped cream scourge of 2008.
Cool Whip?
Thank God they've outlawed whipped cream. Howie's back tomorrow.